Okay.
So we've opened the meeting 4 minutes after six. We have one addition to the agenda. We had one of the members of the Eaton U Sports Committee submitted their resignation, and we have to read this into the record, I guess.
I just say you got a letter of resignation from him, and I'll make a motion to go ahead and accept Dan Latham's resignation from the Eaton U Sports.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we've accepted his resignation from Eaton U Sports, and it's sad to see him go.
Yep. Well, thank him for his time on the board.
Yes, yeah, send him a thank you letter. And
I think the board wants to thank him for his time.
He did. Yep. He's done a good job over the years.
Thank you.
And we understand the frustration which causes him to resign.
Thank you. You can put that in the minutes if you'd like.
Okay.
Citizens input, none. Animal control update. I'm surprised Faye's not here. I talked to her. She had to pick up a dog on Sunday.
No, I haven't heard from her.
Okay, well, maybe they got it straightened out, whatever it was. She was going to have to take the dog unless the owner came back. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the owner sobered up and came and got the dog then. Great. There was some problem. So that's straightened out. Health officer, so that's, again, nothing.
Okay, nothing.
Signing orders. Yeah, she called me, can't remember what day it was, and said, you know, we may be stuck taking care of another dog. And I said, look, here's exactly what I told her, so you guys know. I said, the money we spend in the state in the town of Eden on different stuff, I'm more than happy to spend money to take care of a dog.
You have to put it somewhere, because
if I gotta spend money,
the weather the way it is, you can't just take a dog and leave it outside.
Leave that candle out there.
Right. So, and I'm more than happy to do that. I said that I'd rather do that than take care of most people. That's just where I'm at. And she said, thank you for calling her back. She said, but she was working with the state police, and apparently they got it straightened out. This is awesome.
You guys had a pizza party and didn't invite us?
No, God, don't even get me started on that.
Huh? That was a sports guy.
Eden Sports.
Oh. Must be end of the year celebration.
Mm-hmm.
We have a member right here that can report on that.
Huh? I wasn't here, so don't ask me.
She was in Florida.
Yeah.
She's going to take you over to Mexico.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go to Mexico before that.
I was going to say, me neither.
You guys went somewhere.
Aruba. I wouldn't go to Mexico. No way.
Mexico is having some situations right now. Uh-huh. Anybody that's down there on vacation is stuck.
Yeah, it's nice about when you get out of there. The second thing is they can't land there in New England. There's no airports aren't open.
I had a friend that went to a resort in Mexico years ago. And she came back and she told me that the resort had armed guards all around the inside of it. They told them specifically, you do not leave the resort. That's not a place I want to be.
You looked at this one already?
Not yet.
Okay. That's a payroll one, but you usually look at it.
I was just looking at this big number because it was $845,000.
Yeah.
And I'm just looking at what I'm signing. It's Covey School, part of it's the school.
The school check.
Most of it's the school.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't the pizza.
No, that's that school bag.
Add extra toppings on that, baby.
The only...
We're trying to keep the little guy in business. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
The only way, my personal opinion, and it goes right on the recording, is the only way that the school thing's going to stop is if towns like us stop sending them checks. Just stop sending them checks. We should... You know what? You want to spend money on legal stuff? Why doesn't the town of Eden sue the state for collecting those taxes and taking care of all that portion of the taxes? It's two-thirds of our taxes. Two-thirds of our property tax out of this town go to the school. Mm-hmm. You have to town is labored with assessing the property values, figuring it all out, writing all the checks, managing all the money, all that stuff.
Bringing in the money.
Bringing in the money.
Out of this order, it's $845,000, call it 846. Yeah. And 814, call it 815,000 of it.
Is school.
Is the school.
Yeah.
So 30,000 for the town. And
yeah, we're up here worrying about peanuts and they're spending elephants.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't ready.
There's a fraction on that. So
why do they,
percentage.
Why are we onus, why is the onus on us to go out there and collect that money?
If we don't, we still have to pay it.
Do we?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
In theory.
You can't withhold their money because then they will withhold state money from the highway and everything else.
I had that argument before, years ago, about the dump. They said, we're going to withhold your state aid education. I said, whoa, that's a school. That's got nothing to do with town. It's a completely separate thing. Mm-hmm. And now it's even more separate, right? I think you could argue that in court, that that's a separate thing.
No.
That's what that cost fix that pickup, right?
I think anyways, I didn't look at the total amount.
57
yeah.
change.
Yeah.
And almost 42 of it was covered from insurance.
Yeah, I get 10
yeah, so what portion did the insurance give us? Because on the estimate, the thing I looked down, it was 57 something for the estimate.
They gave us what the low end of their
I don't remember.
Adjusters.
Months. Yeah, but they gave their adjuster was 57 something.
Oh.
I'd have to go back and look at
some. I have it at the shop.
Do you?
Well, the air adjuster, because the other adjuster, one from Sterling, they were up almost 7 for them.
So must be that get the mirror from McGee?
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I broke the mirror.
Oh.
I'd have to look. I don't remember. I just remember there was a couple of estimates, and they went with theirs, which was lower, yeah. And said that basically when you got it fixed, if it was higher,
yeah.
They could contact the insurance.
Well, I did a little extra damage to it because I... plow and I copped the mirror and scraped the side of the door a little further than what was done before. So
my Uncle Walt would say in there, he said, Kenny gets down in here, he said, I end up paying more money out of my pocket plowing everybody's driveways than I did if I just didn't have it. I just paid him all winter not to plow. Well, it has an awful chunk of change in it.
Whoa. Yeah, that hurts, doesn't it?
Well, I did notice at that meeting the other night, they kind of explained it that I didn't have to ask that question. So,
yeah, I know.
Cambridge, their grade school is not part of Lamoille North, but the high school part, they are still part of Lamoille North. It's just that their elementary school is not.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought you were all one. Either you're in or you're out.
Mm-hmm. So then they got more students than we have, so they get more volts. Right?
They have more volts than any other town.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They have more students.
No, because it's Cambridge and Jeff.
Yeah, it's all that whole area. There's mm-hmm. a lot of kids from there. Didn't have really well when I told Nielsen, I said, how do you get down to ask him about the employee thing? I asked him, he said that we'd have to fire teachers because most of the people are state mandated. They got kind of a conflict going on there. So the more special needs kids you have, you see, you heard that, right? If you got a special needs kid. The kid's worth 1.5 students or 1.8 weighted.
Right? Mm-hmm.
It's worth more when they go to get the state aid.
Yeah, because they pay for that.
Right? Yeah, they pay for that. But then every time you get more special needs students, you need more of these special needs educators. So that drives your legislative mandated manpower. So this it's like this, oh, let's have more special needs so we get more money, but then... So,
they don't look at this side over here.
I don't know.
No,
I don't know if they do or not.
Well, the thing is, there's no balance because these special needs are one-on-ones where you can have 8-to-1 over here.
Yeah.
And if you've got a dozen of these, that throws your balance way up.
Right. And that's what I think. They're being motivated by the legislature to do the wrong stuff. I don't think that woman I talked to, she's, what's her name?
Kat Gallagher.
I talked to her for quite a while. She completely understands the problem. But she doesn't know what to. I said, where do I push? She said, you got to push with them guys right there, the legislators. And look at those guys. They're sitting there drooling on each other.
But you talk, you look at it and you say, when you went to school, there was one principal and one vice principal in that school up there.
Yeah, and one of the principal and the vice principal. Oh, at Lamoille?
At Lamoille.
Yeah, they didn't teach any classes.
No, no, but you had a vice principal and a principal. Did the whole thing. Now you've got principal and vice principal in your middle school. You got a principal and vice principal in the high school. Then you've got everybody that all supervises the tech center.
You don't have any more students than you had when I went there either.
You created two more jobs just in principal part, and then
which then creates another.
Your principal used to take
assistant.
Care of the tech center, which they don't do that anymore.
You got to have an assistant if you're a principal, because it can't be seen without.
You can say then you got to have an administrative assistant.
Two office people, and that's all ran the whole thing.
Yeah,
sat in there. One of them usually was the front in the morning if they want to see them, and the other one sat back, and then that was it.
I think there's 8 people that work in the superintendent's office. And they're going to double that number by adding assistants for every one of the people working there.
They'll probably work from home.
Maybe. No, they're not allowed to do that.
So,
well,
you guys read the minutes?
Yeah.
Wouldn't bank on
that. I had one thing on
I
the,
did.
Yeah. On the short one.
Yeah.
So we need to add no decisions were made when they came out of the executive session.
We decided we can...
Did you?
Intentionally be.
Okay. I'm fine either way. I just want to make sure we're covering.
Because of the nature of the
nature of the thing.
That we weren't going into with anything where we were going.
We were listening.
We were listening. Okay. Got it. So don't change that. The other one I thought was all right. Getting out of control in it. You?
I didn't know. I didn't read through it. I didn't see anything in there that stuck out to me. Anyway.
No, I didn't either. I read it a couple times. Who wants to make the motion?
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes as written.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Highway Department. We got a bunch of overweight permits.
How many?
Dirt Tech. Working Dog. Septics. That's it. Two. A bunch. Two.
Make a motion to approve the town specs if they've got all their paperwork.
Looks like they do, yeah.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye, said that. I get to use my stamp.
Yes, and I put it there for you.
Thank you. And then we've got this Newtown Road and Bridge Standards Review.
So the one we signed last time is no good.
No, so this is...
We don't know.
We don't.
They had you sign that, and then they said.
Yeah, I was gonna say they had me do that for you. Adopted the old ones, and then this is the new improved where they changed the wording of things.
Why can't we just use the one that we sent?
Well, I'm gonna keep. This is like our bridge and road standards that we have to adopt for the state of Vermont.
This one.
Yes. The other thing.
Well, we gotta fill out this questionnaire first.
I did.
No, because they get yes, no.
I thought I circled all of that. No, because the other thing that you filled out.
So the old ones might stand for the year that you're in, but these are the new ones that they want. Going
forward. Right, and what I'm looking for, buried in the fine print, is anything to do with that Tier 3 crap that we're trying to shove down our throat.
Well, what they're going, right, what a lot of this has to do, what I can see, is hydraulically connected, non-hydraulically connected.
That's exactly.
Class 4, if it's hydraulically connected, which we had to maintain them to a certain requirement, but now they want to know what you're going to do on Class 4 with non-hydraulically connected segments. Are you going to have a certain standard that you're going to meet with that? We're not going to have any standards for that. We just grade them as we go, because if you start going up there and they say, okay, the only thing you have to have standards for is something that's hydraulically connected, like your bridges and culverts.
Right.
That's all you have to. If you start getting in the rest of it and part of that road goes out, you got to fix it to that standard that you put in here. So if you say, okay, we're going to raise it, we're going to have our road 24 feet wide with 18 inches of gravel, like they said in some of this stuff, there, somebody will hold you to that. I don't think you should have a standard. We got $14,000 to take care of 14 miles of road. Last the only thing we do is add gravel and grade them.
Once so it says right here, required by MRGP.
Yeah, yes. The first part.
Yes.
So class section two is...
Anything is hydraulically connected has to be maintained at that standard.
Yeah, so that's...
Meaning that your culverts, if you change a culvert and it's...
So we want to say no here.
That's what I would say.
On the non-hydrologically connected roads.
Yeah. And that's, the other one, we do meet a certain standard. We do follow the standards for that.
People from washing out.
Yeah, even if
ditching,
they're not.
The ditching you do, anyway.
Yeah,
yep. Stone line ditches.
Yeah, anything class two and stuff. So
and then
I'd say yes and no.
Mine is just
copy.
Want to
copy one
that
we're going to sign?
Yeah, but well, I think Ricky's
signing
his out that you guys can all sign.
Here,
then.
you can do it.
Oh, don't
and see, like, that's why perennial screen, that's required. You got to have. That's required.
So this one's going to be no here.
And all these other ones, we follow the guidelines that they've set forward to us on for maintaining with our bridge
and
standard.
And for the, when it was blank for the, like, inches and stuff, I put the exact same.
So all these are yes.
All but the guardrail standards. I don't know. We'd have to, if we had to follow the guardrail standards, we'd be putting guardrails all around the whole town.
Yeah, so no.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I do. All that, well, just for example, in front of Sheldrick's.
Yeah, all the way down that side.
Steep bank all the way down there. All the way down through there.
So that's going to be a lot of parts of the roads that were need that.
No, they don't. You're supposed to drive in the road.
Well, not the...
You don't need them. But they would make them required. So then if you went through and did anything on a certain section of road, you'd be putting guardrails all the way around town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, everyone, all different places.
Yeah, what's the bank?
Wherever it's more in a certain slope.
Yeah, I don't know what.
I don't know what the percentage would be.
I'm just saying,
it's in there somewhere.
Around here, that everywhere that they drop off.
Yeah, you go from your place down through by that brook all the way down through. You'd have to put thousands of feet in the guardrail.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
See, I did read it. I think that's all you gotta fill out.
Yeah, then you guys gotta sign it somewhere.
But like you say, no, that drug is access standard on it. So I'm not going to look at that thing anymore. So which one are we gonna sign?
He's checking things off right now. So.
Did you mark all of them correctly?
I did. I think so. I went yes, yes, yes. No and yes, I believe.
You didn't circle no.
Circle no right?
I didn't circle.
I did on mine. Okay. You said it, and then I put.
I'll write on this one, so I don't get mixed in.
Yep, I just. But I think somewhere around here, you guys.
Because the state of Vermont on their roads don't follow meet a lot of the specs either. So.
No.
Hey, they get to do what they want, Ricky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we want to tell you what to do, but
exactly.
Do as I say, not as I do.
So down here on page 2 was where you guys will sign it. The select board. City Council and Village Board and Trustees.
Okay.
What's the date?
Today's 24th. 24th.
Do you want a copy of this to take back with your record?
That's all right.
Okay.
I'll get them a copy.
I'm getting rid of a lot of my records. We're burning.
This is Butch's last meeting. We should have gotten him go away cake or something.
Oh, shut up.
I'll shake your hand and move on, and you can come in.
He's still got to start the next meeting.
Still got to start.
I know.
Actually, he's got to be there the whole. We don't appoint him until after the meeting.
Yeah.
That's right. He's got to stay for the whole town meeting.
Yeah. But he's released before your special meeting.
You're on the hook. Yeah. Still.
Okay.
Well, you might be surprised. You might get nominated.
Excuse me. So you have two other little questions down here besides that one?
one on the hill, and then there was one right over here a couple days ago, and there was one down past Knoll's Flat, all right, within a week.
Right by Beyond Stude Ages.
Oh, really?
Right by where Maskell's
house
is. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
That was? Oh, they've had four through there.
Yeah, four with the one up there.
Yeah, one in the middle, rolled on his roof.
Yeah.
Did anyone?
The Subaru that laid on its side by the guardrails down here.
Yeah.
And then the truck here.
Yeah, who's paying for our sign, anyway?
You'll have to just reach out the lane for.
Pretty much cleaned out our sign.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that's Lamphere. I would say that's the red car.
No.
Now, somebody
did anyone motion to sign that?
I'll make a motion to sign the.
Thank you.
Golden Bridge Standard.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye, 7. Any other highway department stuff?
The new guy started last week, so we'll see how things go from there. He plowed once.
Yeah, how's he doing? All right.
Did all right. A little nervous.
You get my mailbox. He's the one that got my mailbox. I'm only picking on.
No. I didn't know. Did you get it or did?
I don't know what happened to it. The snow melted and the thing just tipped over.
I was going to say, it's been there and then,
then it was
I went by today and I see it was down and I didn't know if he hit it the other day or not.
I think that post has been in there since 1973 down the bottom and it's rusted off and finally fell over. I looked at it.
There's a couple things.
That thing looks like it's kind of low and then I come back on. Oh.
Just
kind of
make sure you tell him it was a select word
chair's
network.
Yeah, I will. I'll tell him that.
Oh, you'd be nervous as shit.
And the only thing is, he keeps saying, well, in Cambridge we do this, and in Cambridge do
that's
this.
That's fine.
And,
you'll get all
and
that.
One of these times I'm going to say, well, you ain't in Kansas anymore, in Cambridge anymore.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah, you never know. You may have a good idea.
Yeah.
Who knows?
You might well, like, there's a couple things that we're trying to correct him. Like, I don't like to push the snow in the intersections on people's lawns because it's full of sand, you know, and
yeah.
Like this Stude Ages, I used to lug all that out, and like today he pushed it all on the lawn, so now we'll have to go down and move all that off the lawn.
Yeah, it does make a mess.
If, you know, like if it's just plowing by is one thing, but where we really sand the intersections and scrape it all off, we dump it over on the town land, and then we can pick it up from there.
And you got, like, in front of Hayden's there, you took all that snow
and
dumped it over the bank.
Yeah, don't dump it on the bank, not so it's not
on the front. I scraped his driveway out for him. It was a big hump and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, you move that to the other side of the road.
Move it to the other side, dump it in the woods. In the woods is no big deal.
Most of the sand, you know.
But try to accommodate some of the people with some of the stuff.
Yeah, they probably, down there, they probably didn't give him a lot of time to do that either. You know, they probably have, like.
The way he talked, they don't do a lot of that.
No? They just.
So I don't know what they do down there, but, you know, he's been going around between him and me, moving snow around people's mailboxes, and Ryan's, we got the great wing on the grader, and so we're trying, this last couple weeks, trying to get the service on the equipment caught up. Last Friday, we picked the new truck back up.
Yeah.
There was no charge on that, so.
That's good.
You didn't bring back his lead?
Yeah. I didn't have to, no. I only plowed once with it. I put it back together Friday night, and I plowed Saturday morning with it. So.
To get all those new parts back on it and everything all back on it, they put all the new parts in.
Yeah, good. It must be. Everything.
And the same, so good.
And I took it from there over to Vikings, and they went through. I think we probably will have a bill on that part of it.
They tighten up that nut in the front.
Last time? I don't know, but... He had me sign the slip. He wasn't sure what they were going to do because this has been all the problem we had with it is from when that pump failed. So we had a year warranty on it.
Right.
And they wouldn't warranty some of the stuff, but yeah, they gave us credit.
So
we haven't done anything. This summer when that valving went, they covered it for us. And
but it is what it is, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Don't make the new guy too nervous.
The bucket, 10,600 from John Deere, 11,996 from Jordan Equipment.
But how old is the bucket that's on there?
It's a 2012, so we got it in July of 2012.
And you, this thing's 12, 13 years old.
I just changed the oil in it. About 10,300 hours.
So what I'm looking at that into here. So you divide that into $10,000 or $12,000, you bought a brand new one.
About $1 every hour. Yeah.
For the bucket.
For the bucket.
But you also got to think about, if you hire somebody to plate that bucket, you're going to spend $4,000 on steel.
I talked to Jubal and he said, you're going to be pushing just about
10.
Because the cutting edges and the weld-on cutting edges, you're about $2,000.
Just for the cutting edge, not for the plate, not for anything.
Not on the plate, and then you gotta take it to somebody like Adams and have it bent.
Well, up around
the bucket.
For the plate.
With the press. I say, I've said it along, I think that for what you get your money, I think it's money to buy a new one. You take that one, if you don't can't use that, you can tell it, the metal's up.
Yeah.
Get your scrap metal.
We were looking at, the loader, they only allow us $30,000-$35,000 for it.
Right.
You know, it ain't worth, it's worth more than that to us at this point. It still runs good.
Yeah. So why not keep it?
A new one's $200 and almost $225.
Yeah, crazy.
Don't you think it makes sense to buy the new bucket?
I'm just saying,
and then you've got a brand new one that you can go, and then you can just sell out or hang on to it for some reason if you...
They were looking to see if they could come up with like an aftermarket bucket from Rock.
There's a couple companies.
Yeah,
they might do you a little better on price.
Yeah,
now it's really the steel prices drive it.
I was going to check with Fink Equipment also because they deal with a lot of buckets and attachments down there.
Yeah, see, maybe they can find you. You know, when somebody buys a loader, it comes with a bucket, and then they do a swap and put on like a Rock bucket for a mine or. Maybe there's something like that.
That has a quick attachment, so that bucket can be used like on any loader.
Right.
So that when they're, if they had a rental unit where somebody came in and they had that used bucket, you might be able to pick up a used one.
Looking out for it.
I think it's well money well spent.
I think we can get by with this one for a little bit longer. Yeah. It's getting thin. Yeah. I mean, you can see through the bottom.
But if you get
well,
that bucket
all
welded.
Well, then you should buy a new one, but not use it until this one's totally trash, and then you'll have it ready to go.
There you go.
But if you get if you get that one rebuilt, they weld that all up, and they got to re-line bore it because it won't be straight anymore.
Yeah.
Right, and re-bush everything off. It's just, you're going to be $10,000.
People thought we'd be right around.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah.
So it's just going to be not that Jubal would do a good job of bending it,
right.
But at least you get a brand. You know, if you just. Be simpler all the way around. You just go, they deliver it, you hook onto it, and go, right?
Yeah.
And then you can either do what you want with the other one, either scrap it or hang on to it.
Hang on to it. It ain't going to hurt nothing.
Right.
You could use it if you knew you were going to go somewhere where you're really going to have to
pound on it.
You can use the old
Cool. We got some old pieces of scrap steel
say,
down there. If
you
wanted to pop it together.
Right. So I'd say, if you just want to go inside on the flat part and just lay something and re-weld where you said it's starting to come off, you use it for other things or something if you wanted to.
Yeah. So, all right. So now we'll ratify additions, deletions. We didn't have any.
None.
Grant update discussion.
Nothing's really happening right now.
It's that time of year.
I didn't get all of Norm. I haven't seen Norm since he was here that night. So.
So it's that time of year.
Speaking of that, Norm, end of there before we move on. Why did we turn out? Have they got it straightened out with their hump?
Norm emailed me back like 2 weeks ago. Like they're dealing with them directly. It seems like everything's good to go.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
That's good news. Okay, thank you.
Looks like then. That's the grant discussion's done. Then we got town meeting discussion. So I haven't looked at the town report.
I brought mine. I didn't know if you needed
it.
Oh, I can get it for him.
I've made you some notes too because I think there's a few things that might need a little bit of discussion.
I have your dedication.
Leave it here and I'll bring it to you on town meeting.
I was going to say, I have your dedication, but I will bring it to you on town meeting.
Yeah.
Here's your.
Do you want, I'm not going into work, do you want to hand us out anything out and stuff, or are you all set?
We're
going
to try to go Monday afternoon and get all the chairs and tables and stuff set up, and then...
If I can get down work, I will, but I won't plan, but Tuesday I'm off.
Just come in maybe by 8:30 or something.
Come in whatever if you want to help out in the morning.
That's what I'd say. We would be available to help.
Yeah, yeah.
Help.
So don't kill yourself on a Monday. I'll be happy to be there whatever time you need, or whatever, 8, 7:30, whatever you want, help set up and do whatever you got to do if you want help. That's all.
Okay, that's.
So want me to stay away? That's okay too.
No, I'd say probably.
This is the stuff you think people are going to ask.
That might need a little explanation. Yeah.
Yeah, I see that. Okay. Cool.
I mean, that's just the warning. There might be questions about the book itself, but we'll have to take that as it comes.
Oh, because we changed things a little bit.
We changed it, and there's some things that weren't there before that people might not understand. Mainly, like, the balances and stuff.
And we'll be saying, Melissa?
I'll try. Molly?
Don't ask me!
We did put some definitions in the back, so hopefully that's enough.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We tried to make it clearer, and then being clearer, that might bring out more questions.
Yeah.
Right, because people are going to be able to look and go,
right,
hey, what's
and
this?
Have some kind of understanding what they're looking
at. I didn't understand. I don't know what this was before.
Right. So there may be.
And that's fine. Right?
It's like it's nicely done, though. I mean, the book is
transparency.
Leslie did a good job formatting it for the most part. I mean, we went back and forth a few times on some things. But
transparency is important, right?
And next year it should be even better.
Yeah. That's an important thing. People can read it and understand.
And understand it, right. And that's the hard part, is reading it and, okay, I might understand it, but I'm working on it. Does the everyday person understand what that says?
So that's one of the things that I went.
Pretty bad when it costs as much to mail it as it can make it. Ain't that awful?
Yeah.
So my wife picked up on that $3.28.
Yeah.
It's the U.S. Postal Service. You can almost send it UPS cheaper.
Well, and I think that's important to explain to people as to why, when we're wasting all these town reports and mailing them that people don't actually want,
and
we need to provide notice instead and keep a mailing list of requests.
The worst part is because if we don't do, if they don't accept this, we would have to be mailing, I calculate, it was like 500.
I put roughly 500, I think. It's
like 520. And that doesn't even, I don't know, we didn't look into it yet to see.
520
if,
reports.
Reports that would go, have to, and that is just combined households.
Yeah.
Like,
at least one voter. And that's more than we've ever mailed, I think.
Mailed,
yes. And I don't know, I think I put the cost on there if we had to mail 500. It's, you're going to be spending another $1,000,
$1,200
at least. Yeah. More, really.
I can tell you what the comment's going to be. For what I pay in taxes, I should be able to get a book.
You can get a book. All you have to do is tell us you want us to mail it.
Tell us you want it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I know exactly. It'll be right at the front desk.
You can get a book. You just have to say you want one. That's
and he actually has to send it back in.
Right, that's it. Like, we still mailed 107, I think, this year, besides what we handed out.
Yeah.
Because
and if anybody really wants one and
yes,
they forget to send it in, they can
she
walk.
She went out today and mailed another one.
They can walk to this
one.
Door and pick it up, right?
Well, not only that, the post office and the store let me put a stack of them at the store and the post office today. So,
just in case.
Well, the
just
thing
in
is,
case.
The thing is, you're gonna, those may not go to the voters in the town.
No.
But that's fine because we offer them to all of the residents.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't mean residents. I'm saying anybody walking in the store.
That's true.
Lowell, somebody from Lowell will be taking them up there.
That is, well, we didn't put them all up there.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. When somebody sees a magazine here in the store and they want one of them, they'll pick it up, they'll look at it, and they'll throw it in the trash, burn it.
I pick up the News and Citizen and start fire.
They're not free anymore.
They're free.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, if you go to the store.
Stowe is free?
Yeah, you just have to. Yeah, you just have to go into the store and pick it up.
Because they don't want to pay for delivery.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to pay for the postage anymore.
So no, we are still offering anybody who wants them mail to have them mail.
But I did. I'm saying that's gonna be the comment there.
It probably will, but you're just throwing away money because we're gonna mail 520 of them, and 80 people are gonna show up to town meeting.
Yes,
with the dedication.
Okay. Do you are you gonna remember your town report?
I'll remember my town report. Or here. What about I have a copy that I can look at.
Here, and I have some warnings for them too, so they don't have to flip back and forth.
I have the PDFs.
I assume you. I did not. I'll be honest. I had not. I've been so busy. I didn't get it since Thursday to get. The figure, you've looked at everything, is you comfortable with it?
The only thing I did notice yesterday when I was moving some highway money for the taxes was, and I don't know if this is a big deal or not, so we're on Article 5.
Page what?
Article 5.
Oh, Oh, the warning.
So it says a 3.41 increase, which the budget itself is a 3.41 increase, but not the amount we're asking from taxpayers.
That's correct.
Which before
would have been the amount we're asking.
Would the amount, yeah. So that might be a little confusing.
We will have to explain that. That's all.
Right. Yes, it is that amount of increase.
Yeah. No, I knew that.
Yeah.
Well, I knew that before.
Well, I had to look at
you and I discussed it at one point, right? Or we did here. Somebody discussed it somehow that was.
Well, yesterday I pulled out some old ones while I was trying to figure out what I needed to pay him, and we did it differently.
It's because of the move. That move we made with
the money.
The money. That's why that looks like that. Because stuff is going back. The budget is what it is, but we get state funding.
But what we were doing in the past, which I didn't realize until yesterday, we were still collecting the whole amount. So the state money was above and beyond that.
Yeah, that's why we
also was on top of that.
Right, okay. And that's not how this is worded.
Right.
So
that's fine. We'll figure it out.
It was probably an error in the past in how we were really collecting.
You're collecting more than you should have been.
Or you're proving more.
But these figures
are
proving
more.
When you set the tax rate, you're doing it properly, but that's not how you're doing it.
Yes, we're approving more.
Yes, then you actually
had.
You just got to explain that the 3.41% is correct. You just got to make sure to explain that. All right.
Yes.
We're
not asking to collect 3.41 more.
We're just showing you what the total budget is, and some of it's going to be some of your state aid money and stuff like that that's coming from
other places.
Yeah.
This just shows you what the true cost is, where before it wasn't showing you what the
true cost is. Actually going to collect from taxpayers.
Right.
Yeah. That's the only thing I noticed. I think the rest of it was corrected before we had the final print.
Yeah. Okay. There, the inside, I opened the PDF. It's actually pretty easy to read. It opens in the right size and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't, I don't pretend to know what any of those numbers are, because you're the ones that do that. I count on you to do that correctly.
Did you look at the financials and stuff?
Yeah.
Was it easy for you to tell what we had for money?
Well, yeah, but I know.
But
you know what I mean.
Well, we were trying to get away from before. You kind of had the same thing in different spots, and to me, people are going, "Is that in addition to this, or is?"
Yeah, I understand.
We tried to get rid of some of that.
Yeah. No.
I don't know if it worked.
I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah.
At least it was to me, because I've been staring at it, it makes it easy. So, we're ready for the meeting that's coming up on Tuesday.
There will be coffee and donuts.
Free?
No.
Donation
to Eden U Sports. Yes, donation to Eden
U Sports. So, we're talking about the town meeting discussion. Butch keeps telling us he's not going to run. So I put in the minutes here that if he truly doesn't run, we sure can appreciate all the work he's put in his time here. He's really been very helpful.
He's been a very, very valuable part.
Very
of
valuable member of the board.
Well, I've learned a lot. There's a lot more to learn, so
yep.
I appreciate working with everybody, and it's been interesting.
Yeah, different.
If you're interested in being part of the addition,
we may be reaching out.
The knowledge that you could, the input from the addition will be.
Because you already know two sides of it, right?
Yeah.
There's three sides, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe you can just put it in.
That's very good.
He could be our GC there.
Our consultant or whatever.
Clerk of the Works.
Clerk of the Works, which we kind of need. So anyways, I just want to get it on in the minutes or whatever on the recording. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
I came in here not knowing shit, and you taught me a lot. So.
I don't think so, but
well,
I appreciate it.
We did. Between you and Ricky.
Yeah.
I just harassed him. I don't.
No, I learned a lot from you, too. About all the road stuff. I don't know what the hell's going on with most of this stuff. So.
Well, I think it's good for everybody to get a chance to be able to do it. And,
yeah, if you got anybody volunteering, coming over to your house, hey, can I run? Nobody showed up at mine.
Should be a requirement. requirement. You have to find your replacement.
There you go.
Yeah, that goes for the other one over there, too.
Right. Yeah.
Find your replacement.
Hired him.
There you go. So, with that said, that's probably all the town meeting stuff we got. So
yeah, I think, like I said, if you guys come in a little bit early.
We'll come in a little early in case there's some weird.
It starts at, what, 9?
Yeah.
Yeah.
8
o'clock,
whatever.
6?
No. We're not going to be there. I think probably 7:30. Oh, we might have to go a few more things set over there.
I asked that superintendent. I told her my little story about how that land used to belong to my family. It's going into town, and now it feels kind of crappy. That I said, you know, in the town of Eaton, we have to go ask permission to use that building for our town meeting. You do not. I said, yes, we do. Well, you're not dealing with me. She said, if you have that problem, you give me a call. She gave me her phone number. She's trying to get on the good side.
Well, I did find...
She did see her editor to the letter to the editor.
So. She did.
I did find last year or so some of the deed stuff in there. And we do have an agreement. It was for like 25 years that the sports can use it. We can use it.
The school or just the field?
The school, that we can use it for an emergency shelter. We have 25 years on whenever that was signed, so we don't
It wasn't 25 years ago.
We need to set it up. Ago. Right. That's 10, what I mean.
10 or 12?
Remember how the last ones that we had to
probably
every
probably
year?
Been 10 years.
Not. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Maybe we should,
well, they want
town meeting's over with. Maybe we should.
Rumor was they want to, because it's cost them money to maintain the ball fields.
Sure.
Rumor was they want to transfer that back to the town.
And the building. That's what I heard. They want to dump the whole thing back to town.
Yeah, because the building needs a bunch of work.
That's right.
Well, excuse me, they just put the addition on there.
They're supposed to chip that money. I was wondering that. Into there. One of those. Let me give you a hug and a kiss on there. Because I want
to
get it all.
They just put the addition on there. What needs to be done to the school?
I don't know. Get rid of Shaneytown out back.
Yeah. That too.
What are they maintaining? It's just the grass, isn't it?
No, the building's, you know, painted.
No,
the ball fields?
The
ball fields, they don't maintain anything.
No, the thing is it costs the money. Like, they don't even want to spend the $2,500 for the Eden Youth Board.
So that's the electric
bill. Mm-hmm.
Huh? You probably want to transfer the electric bill back to us, don't you?
Probably.
Anyways, model fund balance policy review and possible consideration. I started to read this and my eyes glazed over.
Yeah, I do think that you should consider it at some point. So, remember how we talked about fund balance, which is it could go either way, it could be negative or positive. So, if we don't spend all the money and you want to have a cushion, they like to see policies in place.
But we
so
do
you
a lot.
End up with an extra $1 million.
But we have a lot of that in different
forms.
Forms and into there, like the. Your construction, your equipment fund.
Yeah.
But that's different.
That's different.
Fund balance is money that is not designated anywhere.
So it's a general fund, so you grab it for everything then.
So remember how I told you that we got that $50,000 back into FiberNet? I put it in as incomes. Provided that we don't suck it up somewhere else because we're in the hole, you might be sitting on $50,000.
Yeah.
You don't have to, and you don't want to give it back to the taxpayer like we've been doing every year because you have
you
no cushion.
You carry it over to
you
the
need
next
to carry
year.
Some more, yeah.
Some.
Right. This model suggests roughly 17%, but you could do 20%, whatever.
Yeah.
Here.
And it's a cushion so that, like, we don't collect all the taxes every year. So we could end up in the hole if we have some expenses.
Yeah.
And then you got to add it on to the next budget.
Well, it's
like,
nice to have a good cushion.
It's like having your
what with
account.
The money that they've been doing, investing it and using that money to help pay down what's raised by taxes is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
We just going to have to be careful not to get so much in there where, why am I paying so much
exactly.
money? Why am I paying so much money in taxes and you guys are investing my money?
Right. And that's exactly it. And the problem
is... Well, and I think we should...
In the past, the way you've been having this cushion is by creating all these funds.
Don't
need that because those funds are now restricted.
Yeah.
If you just had a cushion but it had $200,000 in it, you can choose whatever you want to do with it. It's just highway is its own. And
Yeah, it's set in there separate.
Well, it's
the
like,
highway and the
right,
general
and it's just,
fund is
it's
separate.
Just,
yeah.
It just sits there,
yeah,
and
right,
you
I
can use it
it
on your everyday expenses or if something comes up and you had to fix the road unexpectedly.
Yeah.
So before,
you say you had a flood and FEMA didn't kick in,
so this
you had some fun.
This
it's
is
something like the bridge just happened up here.
Yeah, or
for
somebody runs over
boy
the
scouts. I mean, those funds are there for a situation like that. Okay, well, yeah, we got a grant. but we need an extra $300,000 to finish paying for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's so. But the other, see, before we were net zero.
Right.
Every
not
year.
Good.
At the end of the year, you're.
You're starting all
you're
over.
You're starting with a zero.
You're whatever you had extra.
You get you, back. You,
well, you would have to. You'd have to. You'd have to take and use it to pay down the taxes.
So
the,
all
you
this
back, or you.
All this does is allow us to not have to.
Do anything.
Just up to some certain amount.
If you, yes, whatever.
There's a limit
if
here.
17% in there right. If you go in there, which would be in there is the general fund. So then. Board could take that as wherever they needed to be able to spend that money,
yes.
Be able to go in an emergency if they needed that money,
yep.
And
be,
like, be able to go.
So before it would be, let me just make sure I'm clear on it, because before it would be like, at the end of the year, I say, okay, I made it through this year and I got $500 left. Well, I'm going to give that to my mortgage, and I'm going to start the year with zero and wait for my first paycheck. That's what we were doing for,
yes.
Right? Okay.
And it's only
so now I'm allowed to keep that $500. For
right.
Well, you gotta put it in a
that way you
off.
Can take your wife out to dinner and
I don't have to put it
make
in
a happy life.
Yeah. Keep it in the savings account.
You don't have to do anything with it.
Carry it over.
Can
that's,
just
yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
You want to have some guidelines,
so
like you said, so you're not sitting
that's
on
what
some
this.
Money. Yes. It,
yes.
And it's
so,
just it's a suggestion from VLCT.
Yeah. Are you asking us to?
I just want you to review
tonight,
it and kind of put it in your mind.
Well, let's
I,
read on it. Wait
I don't think it's a bad idea.
After the meeting, and then we'll see where that goes.
And if you have a policy in place, especially if the select board changes, it kind of tells the next people, okay, this is how we're operating.
Yeah,
this
understood.
Is what we expect. It is
I mean,
a little...
I'm just thinking that, but it's up to you guys. If you guys think we should get this in place before the meeting, well, maybe that's a different thing. I don't know the answer.
I don't know that you're ready to get it done.
I don't think we are. I think it takes a little more figuring.
You just study. Yeah.
I read it over. I think it's something you just got to kind of figure out and then kind of feel more about in there. Is that 17, you know, where we want to go, or is it 10%
just
start
10.
With
well,
our goal?
But you could also, you could do a maximum. It doesn't mean you have to have the maximum. If you say the maximum is 20%, but we know we're sitting on all these reserves, then maybe we keep it at 5 or 10.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So if we have a fund in there, we may not have to go once we kind of understand this a little bit more. I know I read it and I just didn't understand it apparently all the way in there. But now I understand more.
Yeah.
It's what it is into there. It's more of a general fund into there.
Yeah, it's just carrying a balance.
And it gives you freedoms,
balance.
Like
on
another.
Instead of net zero on your checkbook at the end of the year, you're carrying a little balance over.
Another example of what it would be good for is the hundreds of hours that people have in sick time that we don't budget for.
Yeah.
If Ricky goes out for 4 months, where's that money coming from? Because you got to pay somebody to do his job for him.
Yeah.
It would come from that balance.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's just
instead of trying to figure out, as we are now, where is this going to come from?
Exactly.
What fund it is in it? Or
and we wouldn't have to do that.
Do we not borrow the money, or do we have to take one of those CDs and pull them out and lose interest, lose money off that, because we don't want to have to take it where it is costing us.
This would be
I mean, this.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be better.
Yeah, it's just probably just the way most towns operate.
Yeah.
Back in the old days, you couldn't operate net zero.
Now, this
didn't have anything to do.
Right.
This policy would have to be put out in a warning before we
it's
do
a
it.
Policy.
It's just a policy.
It says that you take effect immediately. I thought we always had to.
Ordinances you have to.
Okay.
Policies
got
are
me
your own.
Yeah, got me straightened out.
Policies are too.
We don't want
the board
any
can work on.
Right.
No.
We can do.
We have enough ordinances to
do what
they
want. We do.
It's just where the money would
our
be appropriated from. We would have may would have to get.
Yeah, so say you had $100,000 in your fund balance and you wanted to put it aside for something, then you'd have to ask the voter.
Okay.
So if you're not spending it right now and you wanted to save it because you wanted to throw more into the addition, you would have to you'd either have to spend it in the year that we're in or you would have to ask if you want a specific
So it is
aside.
So there is in there depending on what year you're into there or whatever where
that's
that 50,
a little more
fun. Is that,
you're 50, move
that 50,000 is into there that I got that I'm hoping that will go back.
Right, you can use that.
That's starting to get that.
That starts to get
that. Starts to bring this addition up to where we were real close with it in here.
Yeah.
Now, with it, as we were talking earlier in there, that if they are comfortable with framing at this point and being either figuring out the fire rated sheetrock is going to be in the thing in here, that cuts it down tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, so I have to
rewrite
that thing again.
Yeah. But I'm just saying in here, that's tens of thousands of dollars that we see. Well, we did the figure of concrete, $100,000 at one point.
Yeah, $990,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a $120,000 or $130,000 the overall bid was the original concrete, and then you went, we cut it down some, and it got like 90, near 100.
It was, just shy of 100,000.
We just do
but
three
this
walls.
Three walls and a slab is going to be.
We can do that for 60.
Yeah. Well, you'd be four walls because you want to do. I think you want to pour that.
You still
want to
pour that one in the basement.
I would.
Okay.
Because that way there you've got something to hang your joists on, plus you've got. If you ever want to do the fire, all you gotta do is put a fire door in it,
and you're done.
You've got a vault for safekeeping, for
just in case.
Yeah,
that's not a bad. And it's only a few yards of concrete, and it's a straight wall.
The back wall, down on the back wall.
Yeah, so
you got the back wall, then you got the wall in the middle.
Yeah.
So
the 14 basement, 10 foot out, 12 foot coming in.
So the basement would look like that.
Yeah.
This is your vault. This is it.
So if that's 24, instead of having.
So instead of having a 24 feet longer wall. You're just moving this wall from a standard foundation to there. That's it. Right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying
this
is.
This wall doesn't exist, so you can put it up there. Same amount of concrete. So whatever it costs to pour a 24 by 40 is going to be about the same.
Yeah.
And if you do get that, we figure out in there roughly, get the figures on that, and if it's bigger. We could get that hole in there so that if a fire door, like we know what that's going to be. Then if you just can do it for now, you just frame it in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then
put that in.
You take the framing out and then you can put it in afterwards.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, you'd be already go. You wouldn't have to cut it or whatever. If you get your specs, you'd already have a spec and then frame it in because you're going to be able to make that fire
door. And put the radiant right in the floor.
Yeah.
So then that way there, you don't have to worry about any heating system or anything. It'd be all done.
So I re-roll some of this, but I have to do some more now. Yeah. Change her mind a little bit.
That's so Melissa probably move her office. You get nice heat down cellar. She'll probably move her office down there.
keep raising my property tax. I may have to move down there.
Well.
Airbnb.
Airbnb it right now. Okay, so now we're down to other. For your information, we just crashed through the office edition. This is it.
To adjourn.
A historic moment. I will second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Thanks again, Bush.
Thank you.
Yeah.